Merry Christmas, everybody.
We wish we were all back there with you today.
Yes, we really do. We're trying a new experiment here. I don't know how it will sound or anything, but you can bet that we certainly wish you all a Merry Christmas and hope you all have a good time today together.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you a little story now, some of the things that are going on right at present. Today is Mark's birthday, and we've been having quite a party around here today. Grandma came down from Fallbrook, and Pap had a nice party for all of the kids in the neighborhood, and Mark had such a lot of nice presents. And he had received a real nice present from Grandma and Grandpa. It's a game of musical chairs. We don't exactly know how to play it yet, but we're sure going to find out, aren't we, Mark? What do you think of that nice present?
Yeah, it's not musical chairs.
Oh, what is it?
What is it?
Well, it's a whirligig, isn't it?
Oh, is that the name of it? I guess
that's... Oh, music whirligig, I guess. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to play it, but you like that present, don't you?
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for that game.
Well, there, Mark just went to get the game now. He has it in here with us. And it's the musical chairs game, so I wasn't too far off. By Art Linkletter. And it's whirligig. It says, turn for music. Can you hear the music? So we'll be playing that game. Mark got up pretty early this morning and started opening his presents. Mark, what have you been doing all day today?
Well, you see, I got up real early and I started opening my presents.
And what did you find?
I found that there were...
What did you find, Mark?
12 bears.
12 bears? Where were the 12 bears?
Musical whirligig.
Oh, in the musical whirligig game, right, because that was out in the living room when you came out this morning, wasn't it? There it goes. So what else was out in the living room when you got up this morning? Can you tell Grandma and Grandpa and Maria and Jerry and Jeff and, you know, Mark, all of the kids are listening to this record now, so you have to say lots of things to them because Jeffrey's there and so is Randy. So is your Uncle Jerry and Aunt Muriel. And Grandma and Grandpa are there from Denver. Wouldn't we all like to be there?
Yes.
We wonder, we're not sure if Fern and Don are there with you, but if they are, we say hi to Fern and Don also, and Kevin and Jana Lynn. Boy, wouldn't it be fun to all be back there?
Yes. Well, I got a pogo stick, and I got a tent, and I got a Big Blue. He's a robot, and he works. There's targets on his chest that shoots out of his shoes, and he got a water sprayer, and he got a crank that makes him talk, and he got a whistle. Now I'll let you hear the whistle.
That's Mark's Big Lou. We've been having an awful lot of fun with that. What else did we do this morning, Mark?
We made up the tent.
We made the tent up, and then what did we do? You and I went someplace together.
We went to the barber shop.
For who to get a haircut?
Me.
For you to get a haircut, didn't you? Right.
Yeah.
It would be kind of nice to tell these things to Grandma and Grandpa and Muriel and Jerry and
this
everybody
is on
there,
Jeffrey and
Randy. Quit pinching me, Pat. Pat was, ow,
Mark. That was Mark.
Now quit doing that. Now listen, we can't get silly over this thing because they'll all hear us.
Well, you know what we should say? It was such a beautiful day today. You had your party outside, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you bobbed for apples, didn't you, outside? Everybody got an apple, and what other kinds of games did you play?
I played, there's many games I played, Mama.
They were a lot of fun, though, weren't they?
Yeah.
Did you play musical chairs?
No, but we did play musical paper.
Musical paper is an adaptation of the game musical chairs because we didn't have enough chairs in our house, so we had people stand on pieces of paper instead. And then later tonight, Grandma came down and we had a real nice dinner tonight. And it's just about time for us to say goodnight and put Mark in bed.
And my birthday is on December 7th today.
Right, and it's just about all over with, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to send you a letter here in the next few days and tell you what we're doing, preparing, getting all ready for Christmas, but we won't, of course, and so you'll at least know what we're doing previous to Christmas. We don't have any snow out here. Too bad, isn't it? All it is nice, beautiful sunshine.
But the sunshine's real good.
The sunshine's real nice, isn't it? Pat, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, let's see. What do I want for Christmas? I'd like a raincoat. I guess I shouldn't say that, though, should I? With this beautiful sunny weather out here.
And what does Mark want for Christmas?
I want a robot commander.
Oh, no, don't be silly. You've got a great big loo. Are you sure that's what you want now?
I guess I'll have a flexi.
A flexi. Flexis in California are sleds with wheels on it. Because we don't get too much snow out here, you know. Okay, well, we'll say goodnight now, and we'll let Mark say his prayers, and you'll be able to hear Mark saying his prayers on his birthday. But before we say goodnight, we want to let Lottie tell you what she's going to do on Christmas Day and say hi to you.
Hi there. I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to be in Mexico City, if you please. Hate to miss the children, but I'm going to be gone and I'll enjoy that over there. Their warm sunshine and their cold weather. However, listen, I want to tell you what's happening here at this house today. When I first came in, the party was over. The dinner was on the table. Jim had all the Christmas lights out in front of the house, and they were all turned on, sparkling and bright. Right now, the floor is all covered with all Mark's presents that he got at the party. And I think when Jim was talking to you, he told you about what everyone was doing today except he himself. You know, he had been invited to a... Golly, what was that, Jim? You go sailing party. I remembered it before he told me. And he had to turn it down so he could stay home and help out with the party. They all feel happy tonight. Mark's lying on the floor, Jim sitting beside him. Pat sitting in the chair. Something was dropped a while ago, and she was too... got down on the floor to get it, but almost too big to get up. But everybody looks fine. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Now, Grandma, I'm not quite that big yet.
It's too bad we don't have movies to send you to go along with this. Okay, now Mark's getting ready for bed, and he's going to say his prayers.
Now I lay me down to sleep. Thank you, God, for a nice day. God bless Mommy, and God bless Daddy. And God bless my cousin, Grandma, and Grandpa, and Denver, and Grandma. Barbara and everybody.
And God bless Mark. Good night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29,
Hi, everybody.